And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Green Hornet. Today's episode, Witness a Murder, which first aired on June 17th, 1940, starring Al Hodge as Britt Reed / Green Hornet and Raymond Toyo as Kato. Enjoy!
With his faithful valet Kato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Hurry, Kato! Here's where we smash a WPA racket!
So help me, Hannah, Laurie. If you barge in here late again, you're fired.
Oh, Gunnigan, I was after something.
Probably a tip on the bang tail.
I don't play the horses. But though I get slaving here, I couldn't buy a nose bag for a broken down nag.
Anytime you don't feel like working for the Sentinel, just say so. You can start hanging around the WPA.
How'd you know?
How do I know what?
That I just came from the WPA.
Huh?
I told you I was after something, Gunnigan. You know those letters the Sentinel's been getting saying that the local WPA is shot with grass?
Yeah, unsigned letters. In an outfit as big as that, it may be so.
Don't be so cautious. You know darn well there's rumors that a WPA official is demanding a kickback from poor suckers who want jobs. And the trouble is, we don't know which official.
Yeah, too bad the letters didn't specify.
There are rackets in any kind of business. Might just as well be in WPA. Dishonest guys can creep in anywhere.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Let's get down to Briar Stack. You went to the WPA office?
Yeah, thought I might dig up some info.
Well, did you get anything?
Oh, not much. Every time I mentioned kickback, all of them acted like they didn't know I was there.
Gunnigan, here's another one.
What, Mr. Reed?
Oh, hello, boss. What's cooking?
Well, it's still a simmer, Laurie. I wish we could bring it to a boil.
Hey, it's another letter from that same guy. Why doesn't he sign his name?
Well, he doesn't dare, Gunnigan. He loses his job.
A WPA job.
That's a job. It lets him eat. There must be dozens of men like him, but they don't write. At least he has enough courage to try and call attention to a racket, even if he's afraid to reveal himself.
Sentinel could use a nice racket yarn, Reed.
We've been printing some of these letters, haven't we?
Yeah, but enough, Reed. It's stale.
I dug around WPA headquarters, boss. Maybe some of them know who's pulling the squeeze, but they're mama's oysters.
Answer that, will you, Larry?
Okay, boss.
Well, there are plenty on the WPA, Rose Gunnigan. If we could learn who's sending us these letters, we might be able to convince him to be a witness.
Too big an if, Reed.
Well, it's worth a try.
Hey, boss, it's for you.
Oh, who is it, Laurie?
Penny, boss. Alderman Penny. Oh,
that's Shyster. I wonder what he wants.
Well, he didn't say. This phone here.
You're not wasting your time on that ballot stuffer, Reed.
Might as well see what's on his mind. Hello?
Mr. Reed?
Speaking. What's on your mind, Penny?
If I gave you a story, would the Sentinel be interested?
What kind of story? I said, what kind of story?
What was that?
Is there someone there with you?
No, I'm alone. Just didn't catch it for a moment. Well, say a story about something like, say relief.
A story about relief?
Yes, relief for the WPA. Would you be interested?
Hey, you're not being very definite, Finney. Which is it, relief for the WPA?
Suppose I call you back.
Call me back? Why not discuss it now?
No, I'd prefer calling back in about 5 minutes. You can think it over.
Well, the Sentinel's always interested in news, if it is news, Finney. I'll be expecting your call in 5 minutes.
WPA, what you talking about, Reed?
I wish I knew, Gunnigan. That he'd call back in 5 minutes.
Something screwy, boss. That Finney guy never tried to fill a story before. His racket is smelling out graft and cutting himself in.
I could have sworn there was another person with him.
Only a few minutes left, Davidson. I told Reed I'd call him back.
You can't squeeze me, Finney.
Take your choice, Davison. Either you declare me in on your WPA racket, or I tell the Sentinel.
How'd you know about it in the first place?
That you were soaking WPA workers who came to you for jobs?
Nobody knew that except the workers themselves, and they keep their mouths shut for fear of getting nothing.
I've been around, Davison. I can smell out a racket like yours.
Yeah?
As a matter of fact, it was one of my constituents.
Huh?
You recognize the name of Meekin? He's one of the poor suckers who has a WPA job and pays you for it.
He talked to you?
Yes, the poor fellow's from my ward. He came to me to ask if I could help him. Naturally, I told him to keep his mouth shut. How long depends on you.
You're bluffing, Finney.
I want 50%, Davison.
You wouldn't tell the Sentinel.
Either way I gain, Davison. You declare me in, I get the money. On the other hand, I can give the Sentinel the story I learned from Meekin.
Where would that get you?
Give me publicity, Davison. Publicity. Great stuff for a politician.
I see.
Oh, don't be a fool, Davison. 50% isn't too much to pay. Otherwise, you might land in jail. Pardon me. Hello? Oh, yes, Reed. More than 5 minutes, huh? Well, just a moment.
The Sentinel?
Reed himself, Davison. How about it? 50% or...
Okay. It's a deal.
It's better. Hello, Reed. Yes, I have the story. I hope to be appointed to an official job, either in relief or on the WPA. What do you mean that's no story? I'll give it to another paper, then.
What did he say?
He said the Sentinel isn't giving free publicity to office-seeking politicians like me. I guess that's stalling him, huh, Davison?
I want to see Alderman Finney.
Name, please?
My name's Meekin. I talked to him a couple of days ago.
The Alderman is busy now. Come back later.
It's been more than a week now. Alderman Finney...
Alderman Finney is busy. Try again.
But, miss, it's 2 weeks. Don't he remember me? Meekin.
I'm sorry. He's busy.
Meekin, eh? Well, if you can't stall him any longer. Making threats, is he? Well, send him in. Might as well have it out with him now.
It's about time you see me.
Well, close the door, Meekin.
You can't...
The door! That's better. Now, just what is it?
You know very well, Dwight. You've been stalling me for weeks, ain't you?
I've been exceptionally busy.
Yeah. I come to you for help because you're the alderman for my ward. I helped elect you.
The elections are ancient history.
And I tell you all about what's going on. How Davison is making us pay to get WPA jobs.
Oh, that. Well, I'm investigating it, Meekin. You haven't talked to anyone.
I figured maybe you could go to bat for me and the rest of the guys he was squeezing. And what do you do instead?
I can't figure what you're driving at.
You go in with him. You make Davison give you a share of the graft.
Meekin, I don't like that kind of talk.
Sure you don't like it, because it's true. I wrote them letters to the Sentinel. Only I didn't sign my name because I was scared of losing my job. And I come to you, tell you all about it. So what happens? I'm still paying.
Sit down.
Still paying. Me and guys like me. Working on the WPA, digging ditches, anything. And we got to kick in almost half the little dough we make so we can hold the job.
Have you anything more to say?
No, that's all. Did you see this letter?
Another letter to the Sentinel, huh?
That's right. But this time I'm signing my name, see?
Now you listen to me, Meekin.
Oh, go ahead. Listen to you once when you said you'd fix it. Go ahead and see if you can do it again.
You're not sending any signed letters to the Sentinel.
Just this one.
You're not
one.
Saying a word about Davison or myself.
No.
No. And I'll tell you why. Because of your job.
What do you mean?
It would start an investigation, Meekin. Investigations take a long time to get started. How would you live in the meantime?
I don't get it.
You need that job. Your family needs it.
But I gotta pay graft to you rats out
need
of that
Need it
money.
Even so. Open your mouth once and you lose that job, understand?
But it's crooked.
That's enough. I can have you bounced right now. All I need to do is call Davison
no,
and you're...
No, no, wait. Okay. I won't send no letter.
Get up. That's better. Maybe if you're smart, Meekin, we might even get you a better job. How's that?
I'll keep quiet because I got her, but I ain't taking no bribe.
Still believe that honesty's the best policy, huh? Well, suit yourself. So long as you behave.
I guess I'd better go now. I've got to get back to the job.
You can't do it.
I'm already in, sister. Shut the door. On the outside.
I'm sorry, Alderman. I told him.
He told me you were busy, Finney. But you can't keep the press waiting.
It's all right, Mary. Close the door.
My boss sent me over to see you, Finney.
Who's that?
Mr. Reed.
Oh, the Sentinel, huh?
A couple of weeks ago, you tried to get a little publicity in the paper. You said you were angling for a relief job or a political office with WPA administration.
That fell through. I'm very busy now. If you don't mind,
I'd better go. Yeah, the Alderman and I want to be...
Wait a minute. I've seen you before.
You're mistaken, me.
Kid me, Finney. This guy was around the WPA office, weren't you?
I asked you about
a racket. Remember that, don't you?
I got to get back to the job.
Say, Meekin, do you write letters?
Huh?
Don't answer him.
He doesn't have to. What's that on your desk, Finney? That handwriting looks a lot like a couple of letters the Sentinel got.
Get out of here. Let those scraps of paper alone.
What do you say we have a little talk, huh? Just the three of us.
Wanted me, Reed?
Yes, come in, Gunnigan.
Something the matter with yesterday's paid one? I notice you have it blue penciled.
Nothing, except that it isn't very interesting.
How can it be? Reed, there's plenty going on, but it never hits the papers.
Why don't we take it up? That WPA racket, for instance. Did we follow up those anonymous letters?
I sent Larry to ask Finney some questions.
What did he get?
He isn't back yet.
Gunnigan, if we could get our hands on something, we'd do the public a favor.
Yeah, and don't forget this regulation. It would sell plenty of papers, Reed.
Yeah, it's not to be overlooked. But the important thing is this. If there is a racket going on undercover, it's got to be ripped off. I don't care how we do it or who suffers for it. It's got to be done.
You tell me how.
I don't know yet.
Hey, boss, Gunnigan, I got something.
What is it, Laura? Let's have it.
I was over at Finney's office just now. There was a guy in there with him, a guy named Meekin.
Hey, what happened to you? Your coat's torn.
Yeah, Skip, but they tossed me out of my ear. But not before I recognized this Meekin guy.
I never heard of him.
He's on WPA, boss. I recognize him as one of the men who wouldn't talk to me.
Well?
He wouldn't talk over at Finney's office either, but I'm going to see him at his home tonight, and he'll talk plenty.
What makes you think so, Larry?
Boss, remember those letters the Sentinel got?
Yes, of course.
I brought one of them with me from the file. Now, compare it with the writing on this scrap of paper.
Larry, where'd you find this?
It's a piece of a torn letter lying on Finney's desk. They got the rest of it away from me, but I managed to hang on to this one. You get it, boss?
What is it, Reed? What about him? What about this?
Gunnigan, these letters were both written by the same man.
This Meekin fella?
Exactly. It's Meekin, all right. There's no doubt about it. You see him tonight, Larry, and make him talk. Now, we're getting someplace.
Something wrong, Fit?
I don't know, Cato. Ever since I came home this evening, I had a feeling that something's wrong. I don't know what.
No?
Yeah, I wish I could hear something. Well, we must have gotten to Meekin's home by this time. Hello?
Reed, this is Gunnigan. I just heard from Larry.
Anything wrong?
Meekin wasn't there. Larry and Mrs. Meekin are going out to look at that road project Meekin's working on.
Road project, huh?
Yeah, they just left. Ought to hear some news in about half an hour, I guess.
Okay, Gunnigan. Good night. Oh, thanks for calling. God, Cato. Meekin wasn't at home. Larry and Mrs. Meekin were... Cato!
What, Fred?
Suppose Meekin was kept on that job for a purpose. After all, he was at Finney's office this afternoon.
Yes?
Lowry took a piece of that torn letter. Perhaps Finney looked at the torn pieces later and found one was missing. He'd reason that we'd compare the handwriting, that we'd go after Meekin.
But I don't...
And Meekin isn't home. Come on, Cato, get the Hornet mask and the gun. We're taking the Black Beauty out on that road project. Something's wrong, and I want to learn what it is.
Place, Mrs. Meekin?
Yes, Mr. Lowry. My husband said they asked him to do some special work late, and he wouldn't...
I don't see anyone. Boy, look at that stack of bricks piled up over there.
I don't see him, sir.
Across the street. Pretty dark.
Oh, but there he is.
Huh? Oh, yes, yeah, right next to him. Hey, Meekin!
He doesn't hear you. John!
Now, come on, we'll get over there. Boy, I'd hate to work under that stack. Doesn't look steady.
John, it's me!
Hello?
There, he's looking this way. Now, I'll ask the question. You just...
The bricks!
They're coming down. Meekin!
Look
out! Run! John! Get out of there! They're coming down right on top of you! Get out! Get out! Don't look, Mrs. Meekin. There's nothing you can do now. There's nothing anybody can do now.
The bricks started to fall. I can still hear them roaring in my ears, bricks falling off.
No, Mrs. Meekin. Thinking about it won't do any good.
I can't help it. He's gone. My husband.
Sometimes accidents take those...
I don't believe it was an accident. It wasn't.
Case, you can take care of Miss Meekin now, Reed.
Oh, you go into the other room, Mrs. Meekin. My secretary, Miss Case, will take care of you.
They'll take care of me. There's no one left now. No one.
Poor woman.
Reed, do you think it was an accident?
What's your opinion, Gunnigan?
I don't know. We wrote it up as an accident last night,
but... too pat, Gunnigan. Much too pat. That man would have given us a yarn on the WPA racket. The letters proved that.
Yeah, and we had that in the Sentinel, too. Of course, he might not have talked...
Well, someone else was afraid we might have made him.
I talked to Finney and got no place, Reed.
What about the WPA officials, Davison and the others?
Not a thing, Reed. They called it an accident. And they resented the Sentinel trying to connect it up with a racket in WPA. Especially Davison. Did he burn?
Gunnigan, we've got to crack this. Now, more than ever.
You tell me how and we'll do it.
You got men out?
Every reporter in the place, Reed.
Hey, boss, Gunnigan. I just came from police headquarters. They were investigating.
The accident, Lowry? Did you get anything?
Yeah, boss, plenty. And it was no accident.
Are you talking through your hat?
On the level, Gunnigan.
They checked over the scene and found evidence of deliberate murder?
Right, boss. Somebody beat us to Meekin. The police found where that pile of bricks had been pushed over.
No, we're getting something.
Yeah?
Why, sure.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe? Why?
Hold it, Gunnigan. Lowry, Meekin had orders to work late last night. Who gave those orders?
They came from Davison, boss.
Davison? And if Alderman Finney suspected we were going after Meekin, he might have gotten in touch with Davison and set this up.
Yeah, that's what I figured. But now I'm not so sure. The cops found something else, boss.
Something else?
A set of tire tracks. They checked them in the police records.
What the devil of tire tracks got to do with...
Finally, Gunnigan, and besides, the car was seen.
What car?
Never seen of the crime. A fast black car with a horn that buzzes. Boss, the Green Hornet was there.
Yes, Mr. Baird.
Has anyone called?
No, sir.
I didn't come directly here from the Sentinel. I stopped to phone Alderman Finney as the Green Hornet.
As a hornet?
Cato, the evening papers will be out soon, all of them claiming that the Green Hornet was involved in what happened last night. The Black Beauty was spotted.
I don't understand.
And get this. Meekin's death was no accident.
No?
You recall that man we saw lounging next to the brick pile, a man with a crowbar in his hand?
Yes, sir.
You remember we watched until we saw Lowry and Mrs. Meekin drive up. Then we returned to the Black Beauty and left. Well, Cato, that man murdered Meekin, and he did it under orders.
After we left.
Right. And we don't know who that man is, but we know what he looks like. We'll recognize him.
Can we find him, Mr.
We've got to find him. You get down below, check the Black Beauty. As soon as it's late enough, we're moving out.
A while later, Britt Reed opened a secret panel in the rear of his closet. He took a narrow passage built within the wall of the apartment house, which connected directly with an adjoining building. Supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, supercharged Black Beauty streamlined car of the Green Hornet.
Is the Black Beauty all set, Cato?
The tide rating, Brett.
I'll take the wheel and keep your eyes peeled for police.
Police?
There's an alarm out, Cato. Every prowl car, every patrolman would give his pension to learn who the Green Hornet is. Well, that's going to remain our secret.
I hope so.
If an outsider ever learns that I'm the Green Hornet, well, I'd live long enough for a trial, but that's all. You got the mask and the gun?
Yes, sir. Where are you going?
Well, I phoned Finney. I told him I was calling on his partner tonight. He'll be there, and so will the Green Hornet.
Further statement to make to the press. Meekin's murder is a deplorable crime. Why not ask the police about the Green Hornet? Oh. Well, that's all.
Who was that, Davison?
That reporter, Lowry, from the Sentinel. Keeps calling up.
Oh.
Well, at least the police don't suspect us.
How do you know?
The reporter, he's at headquarters now. They're all after the Green Hornet.
Davison, I came over to...
Oh, yes. Yes, that's right. You started to say something, and then I answered the phone. What's the matter, Finney? You're looking pale.
I got a phone call myself.
Huh?
Why didn't you tell me you knew the Hornet?
You crazy? Nobody knows who he is.
All right, you didn't know him. But you used him. Had him murder Meekin.
What are you talking about?
When I called you and said that reporter had taken part of that letter, I didn't think you'd resort to murder.
It was the only thing.
And I never supposed you'd call on the Hornet.
It wasn't the Hornet, Finney.
What?
It was Dutch. He toppled that pile of bricks.
Dutch?
Yeah.
He's the man I use to put the pressure on these fools when they don't want to kick back. He's coming around tonight to be paid off.
Not the Hornet?
Dutch isn't too smart. I told him to make it look like an accident. But as long as the Hornet is being blamed, it's okay. Say, what's the matter with you?
Davison, I don't know whether to believe you or not.
I don't care whether you do. You cut yourself in on my exclusive little graph, but I still want
it. The Hornet's cutting in, too.
Huh? What's that?
I came over here because of a phone call, Davison. A phone call from the Hornet.
What did he say?
It wasn't definite. Except that he said he'd be here tonight.
The Hornet coming here tonight? Why?
What are you doing?
Calling the police.
Put that phone down, you idiot.
Get away. If the Hornet's coming,
he saw what happened last night. He saw your man duck.
He can... I hadn't thought of that. So that's it. That's how he's cutting in. Where are you going, Finney?
I'm getting out. You were the Hornet yourself.
You can't do that.
I can and am. Murder was your idea, not mine.
You got your share.
And I'll keep on getting it. Let me know what happens.
Finney, you can't do...
Silly fool using violence. Well, I'm not getting involved in a murder. Take my gun.
You're already in. Up to your neck, Finney.
What the devil?
Don't move.
A gun. You can't hold a man up on the street.
It's
like...
a dark street, Finney.
Your mask is... You're the Green Hornet.
Davison told you he was expecting a collar, eh?
Yes, he said Dutch
was... Davison isn't the fool you are.
What's that?
Dutch is heading for jail, Finney.
Dutch in jail?
Davison is going to make you the fall guy.
Davison planned that murder, not me.
I'm here to take care of you.
I don't see... Wait. Not the gun.
The gun won't be necessary. I'll use that.
Went down like a log.
Come on, coming.
You been watching, Cato?
I think it's the man we saw last night.
Good. Here's Finney's car at the curb. Open the back door. Lend me a hand. Bump him in the back. When Dutch comes along, I don't want him to suspect a thing.
Well, it's about time. Must be Dutch.
You're not entering that door, Davison.
What the? Where'd you come
from? Through the back way.
You two men are masked. What's this about? The Green Hornet.
I'm going to answer that door for you.
Go with me.
Take it, you rat.
Shot. Gas. I can't breathe.
Quick, Cato. Drag him back. Out in the back room.
Yes, sir.
You'll be unconscious for a good long while. I'll take care of Dutch.
Okay, be right there. Now to put on an act.
What's the delay, Davison? I've been standing around...
Dutch! Here. Haven't you heard?
Hmm? Heard what? Where's Davison? He was...
The police know.
You're the Hornet. The Green
Hornet.
Don't move. What's the idea of the rod? Listen, I gotta see
Davison. The police know what happened last night. You were seen. You were identified. The police are looking for you now for murder.
Say, I gotta get out of here. Let me get out.
You're getting out, Dutch. But you're going in that car and you're going my way.
Hmm?
A one-way ride, Dutch. Davison figures you know too much.
Sure, I knew all about him and his...
A ride. You mean
in that car at the curb.
That's Finney's car. Him too.
But he ain't gonna get me up.
No, that's what?
Where's my rod? I got it. Shut. Done it.
Yes, Dutch. A long ride. And when you wake up, you'll be right in police headquarters.
Talking. I'm at headquarters. Get a load of this. A car just drove by and dumped out a gorilla named Dutch. No, just unconscious. Whose car? It was Alderman Finney's. Yeah, but there's more. This guy had a note pinned to his coat saying he did that job last night. Yeah, Meekin, that's right. He's talking about it. You know, babbling.
Hey,
hold it, Gunnigan. Yeah?
He's waking up.
Swell. I'll call you back, Gunnigan. Dutch is coming too, and I don't want to miss it.
You hear that? Talking that way all the time.
Look, when he opens his eyes, let me handle this, huh?
You?
We Cal Sensen. Sergeant Moran wouldn't mind if he was around. Let me...
What happened? Who are you guys?
Look around, Dutch. Take a good look. You're in police headquarters.
Huh?
You're under arrest, rat. You murdered Meekin. You're in that WPA racket up to your neck.
Police station. Let me out of here.
What you skunk. In this state, people die from a committed murder.
Murder? Die? Now, wait a minute. It was Davison gave me the office. He paid me to do the job.
Davison, huh? Don't try to...
So help me. Look, I know all about Davison. He pays out of the WPA job, see? And he puts a squeeze on all of them. Makes them pay out to give him the job.
Yeah?
I tell you, it's true. Davison's in on this horse, Finney.
Alderman Finney?
Yeah. He collects 50% of what Davison squeezes out of them WPA workers. When this Meekin guy was going to squeal, Davison told me to get him out of the way.
Better pick up Davison and Finney, Svensson.
You said it, Laurie. They're as good as in the chuck right now.
And you keep talking, Dutch.
Sure. Sure, I'll talk. I'll talk plenty. Why shouldn't I? Davison and Finney crossed me up. They sent the Hornet out to bump me off.
The Hornet?
Yeah, the double-crossing skunks. Making a glancing racket out of the WP, but I'll fix their wagon.
Save it, Dutch. You'll have plenty of time. Hello? Yeah, Gunnigan, I was just going to call you. Sure, this rat squealed. The police are picking up Davison and Finney now. Yeah, that's who I said, Davison and Finney. They're running the racket between them, and the Hornet's in it, too. You got... Huh, what's that? The boss is there? Just stepped in? Well, if he wants to talk to Finney, he'd better come over here. By the time he arrives, the alderman will be in a nice little cell.
Behind bars.
Listen, Lee, you run a newspaper. You've got to help me.
The Daily Sun will be glad to print this, Finney.
They have Davison in another cooler down the hall, boss.
Lee, listen to me. I've already given my statement to the police.
Well?
I had nothing to do with that murder. That was all Davison's doing.
Yes, I suppose you're denying any part of the racket, too.
No, I admit I took 50%. But as far as Meekin's death is concerned, my hands are clean.
They are, man.
I told Davison murder was too much.
All right, Finney, now you listen to me. Davison was forcing applicants for the WPA job to kick back to him. You chisel in on
that. Yes, but I never condoned.
You've been a crook ever since you got old enough to spell. You've used your political office for squeezing out all sorts of graft. Well, now your corruption caught up with you. You're mixed up in a racket that led to a murder. And I hope you pay for both.
Oh, wait, Reed. I turned state evidence. I told all I know. All I ask is a fair break.
Break. Come on, Larry. Let's get out of here. I need fresh air.
You and me both, boss. Boy, what a scoop this will make for the Sentinel.
What are you waiting for, Lowry?
Huh?
Well, how can the Sentinel print what it doesn't know? You haven't phoned the latest in yet.
Holy mackerel, boss. I clean forgot.
Get busy. There's a phone. Use it. Call the Daily Sentinel. Get the news there. Tell Gunnigan to break out the headlines. Meekin's murder is cleaned up, and so is the racket.
Thank you.